Some Christian groups have condemned a move by a Sydney school to allow boys to wear girls' uniforms and let students decide what gender with which they identify. Students at Newtown Performing Arts High School in Sydney's Inner West have been told anyone can wear a skirt and refer to themselves as boys or girls. They've also been told anyone identifying as a female can use the girls' toilets. The Christian lobby claims it's a step too far and that it's effectively encouraging children to make radical choices with their lives. Michael Edwards has this report.
Newtown Performing Arts High School is in the heart of Sydney's bohemian centre, Newtown. It prides itself on its progressive values. Maya Sarek has two children at the school in years 8 and 10.
We've been told through the children that they're allowed to choose from either of the gender uniforms, and they've been told that the school has dropped gender typing. The child can decide for itself how it perceives its gender. There are children that have transitioned from one gender to the other over the years, and they've always required special permission to dress that way and use the alternative toilet. The only difference now is that they don't have to get that formal permission.
And what's your view on this?
If children are really struggling with that issue, then they shouldn't be sort of forced into pigeonholes by the school. They're facing enough turmoil and change and crisis of their own. It's not really relevant, you know, what colour trousers they're wearing and whether they're wearing a skirt or a short.
Another parent who thinks it's a good idea is Tony Ryan.
The change to the uniform policy means that kids who feel that they don't fit into a particular category feel safe.
Not everyone thinks that way, though. Lyle Shelton is the managing director of the Australian Christian Lobby.
This whole questioning of what it means to be male and female and the idea that gender doesn't matter anymore, I think is radical gender theory, and it's finding its way into our schools. And I think people are wondering if this is where rainbow ideology and rainbow politics is taking us, maybe we better take a second look at the whole agenda that's behind things like the same-sex marriage debate, etc.
And the prospect of boys wearing girls' skirts to school has Lyle Shelton fearing they could be bullied.
I think that's a possibility, but I think the thing to remember is that no one should be bullied at school, and we have very good anti-bullying programs. No one should be bullied for any reason at all. But these gender theory ideas go way beyond anti-bullying to almost proselytising and trying to encourage and instruct young people in radical practices such as binding their chest for girls so their breasts don't develop properly, to tucking their genitals. A lot of parents are starting to ask questions about where on earth this rainbow ideology is taking us.
Newtown Performing Arts High School has yet to put out an official statement.
Michael Edwards with that report.